Tēnā koutou katoa I te iwi, nau mai, piki mai ki runga tā tātounei taonga te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika, iwa tukau mawhitu iratahi te iariri. Kua hau tēnei ko Janelle Popata tā koutou kai kawe kōrero o te wā. E te whānau ko hono mai tā tātounei kai kōrero ko Wairā tēnei o ngā wahine kai mahi mai te waka kotahi, New Zealand Transport Agency Northland System Manager, ko Wairā ko Jackie Hori Holt e te whānau. Kia tahiria kia hau ki te mihi atu, ki aia. Tēnā koe, Jackie, how are you?
Kia ora, I'm good, thank you.
Oh, ka pai, ka pai. Since our last catch-up, the Mangamuka Gorge was well and truly in the way of being cleared up. However, a few hiccups along the way which prevented work from continuing. So can you walk us through what the progress is looking like so far?
Kia ora. So Waka Kotahi team have been working really hard since 17th, and they've been out on site since the clearing up through the Mangamuka Gorge because there's been a number of slips. I'm pleased to say that the slip that has actually really closed the Mangamukas completely has now been cleared, and that's been an overslip and an ancient slip that's come fallen down onto the road. And that was about 5,000 cubic metres of material and trees that the team have had to remove off-site. We still have a slip just to the south of the one on the northern summit. So we are continuing to monitor that, and the team have started to look at putting a bit of a retreat end to put a enable us to get a lane through around that particular slip. We have our last slip, which is on the northernmost side, and that is the biggest slip that we have through the Mangamuka Gorge. The complexities of that slip has also, not only do we have the slip where it's we've had a lot of land that's been ended 150 metres down into the valley, but we've also recently learnt that we have also dealing with a slip that's above the road. So it adds the complexities to how we can manage that, and the team are working really hard with this a short-term solution where we are able to open to one lane for light vehicles only at this stage, and then we've got to work through that longer term solution.
Quite extensive damage there, Jackie. Given the nature of the slips and the position of the gorge, what will be done to ensure the future of the Mangamuka Gorge?
So Waka Kotahi have been monitoring the slips through our Mangamuka Gorge. So we're aware of the smaller slips that we've had on the gorge, but what we do is we monitor those, and with these 1 in 500 storm events where they take out a landslide like they do, that's something that we can't foresee. But we are aware of the slumps that we have through the Mangamuka Gorge, and we monitor those on a regular basis. What we really do from Waka Kotahi's perspective is we've got the ability to have the detour route, which is on State Highway 10. So we make sure that's a real secure route for our customers to be able to use should anything happen at the Mangamukas.
E mihi ana ki a koe, Jackie. Thank you for that update. And we shall look forward to hearing from you soon.
Kia ora.
Mihi nui. Aira whānau, koera ko te reo kōrero o Jackie Hori Holt, mai te waka kotahi I te whānau. E mihi ana ki a koutou, e hono mai ana, e hakarongo mai ana. Kua hau tēnei, ko Janelle Popata, mauri ora.